You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, it's a No Filter Friday with your boys in the morning. And we got some that have come in through Facebook. But I want to take care of a couple of these calls quickly, starting with the first person to get through was Jamie. Jamie, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hey, so glad you called. What's on your mind today?
My husband's trying to blackmail me.
Oh, no. What's going on?
I already like this story.
I've been wanting to get a puppy. So our youngest daughter is going to go off to college in the fall. And during quarantine, you know, I was like, I want a puppy. And he's like, if you get another, you know, dog, I'm leaving. Like, and he's not kidding. He's like, I'm going to leave. You know, so he let me adopt a hedgehog, which she's adorable and, you know, super cute. But it's not a puppy, right?
No.
So last night he's telling me that, you know, if I let him get this new truck, like the $70,000 truck, then I can get a puppy. And I'm like, this is blackmail.
That's quite a trade, 70 grand for a little puppy.
Well, really? And we cannot get a truck because we have to pay for college. So, I mean, there's no way this is happening. And he knows it, and it's just mean.
Why has it got to be a $70,000 truck?
Oh, I don't know. It's some big fancy thing. I don't even know what it is, Jeremy. And you know, I'm not like a truck person or car person really, but just some big thing that's clearly expensive.
Well, Jamie, with 0% financing right now, it could probably be quite affordable.
It would just be $1,000 a month for the rest of your life. So.
Yeah.
Over 100 some months. I mean.
Yeah. We're going to be doing a college payment, which is going to near kill us. So.
Well, let's be honest, though, Jamie. This reminds me of what I pulled with my dad and parents growing up, how we wanted a puppy and a cat and all this stuff. And then, you know, it was the whole thing. It's like, oh, the puppy's only, you know, $500. It's only a $500 puppy. Well, then you got to start adding it up over the life of the puppy, though, how much you're actually going to spend on this dog when it comes to food and toys and medical bills and whatever pops up, surgeries. I mean, it could turn into a $25,000 dog over the course of time.
And we already have two dogs. I mean, in all fairness, I have
Whoa, throw the brakes on. You're sitting here saying, because I was listening to your story, and you're like, I just want a puppy. And I'm thinking, oh, her child's going off to college. She wants some sort of companionship. You didn't tell us you already had two dogs.
I already have two dogs. I already have two. But I want another one. I know, it's bad.
What kind of puppy do you want?
Well, I have two Havanese now that I rescued. Havanese. They're like these cute, they're kind of medium little dogs. They're bigger than like a Schnauzer. They're always in the dog show with the flowing locks.
Oh, I just did a Google image search.
Sounds like a hot sauce.
They're cute.
They're one of the dogs that like they can't see because the fur is covering their eyes so much.
Yeah, and you have to cut them, like trim them down, but they're hyperallergenic.
Those dogs are gross.
Here's the issue as I see it, Jamie.
They don't shed at all.
Yeah, okay, but they're gross because their eyes are always wet and the hair around their eyes are always wet. Dom?
Here's the issue here. I think you need to have a long talk with yourself because you've got that new baby in the house syndrome going here. Your two other dogs are going to be so ignored. And they're going to be so heartbroken because all you're going to do is pay attention to your new habanero puppy or whatever it is. And the two other dogs are going to be heartbroken. So
I think
you need to examine what this is all about. Why are you abandoning your other animals?
Why don't you give your husband some more attention?
I don't think he wants that. I think he thinks he wants that, but he does not want that.
He wants a truck.
He wants to make sweet, sweet love to those new leather seats.
He thinks that when the last child's off to college, there's going to be a lot of, like, you know, special time happening, like, multiple times. I'm like, what are you talking about? I don't know where. Yeah. So
why isn't that going to happen?
I think what he's picturing is not really what's going to happen.
Why can't you make that happen and keep the romance alive? What's your excuse?
I want to hear your explanation.
So many times you can do that in a week. I mean, geez. Like, I think as a woman, we just view this a little differently.
Now I'm really curious.
What's
how
your
many
number?
Times per week is he proposing? Give me a number.
Like, two times a day. Like, a lot. Like, more than is realistic.
He's
that sounds fairly realistic to me.
14 times a week?
Yes.
Here's
yes.
what I need.
My
here's what
God.
I need you to do right now. I want you to go onto Facebook, and I want you to send a message just to me and lay out in that message the diet, what the foods that he's eating. I need to know right away, okay?
Right.
I'll keep you posted.
You're going to be exhausted. You better get him a truck.
No, right? Seriously.
Get him out of the house.
Oh, my God, lady. Listen, have a great weekend, Jamie. You made our whole day. Yeah. Just take care, all right?
Good luck.
All right.
Bye.
How did it go from talking about a puppy to the fact that her husband is so randy at that age?
14 times a week.
If they've got multiple kids in college, we're talking about people who are dancing around 50.
50? Good for him.
I'm just speaking for myself. I couldn't dream of 14 times a week.
No, that is a lot.
I mean, what are you averaging these days?
I can't talk about it.
Oh, my God. That was fun. Who's next on the line? Chrissy. Good morning, Chrissy. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Well, I'm feeling a little inadequate right now, to be honest.
We got tired just talking about that.
Jeez.
I think that's a little out of the norm. I think you guys are okay.
Well, I feel like okay. The kids are gone. He would be excited. That would maybe last a week or two. And then it would fizzle out, but
wow, yeah.
Are you married,
that's
Chrissy?
Something special. I am.
How many years have you been married?
Definitely. 15 now.
Okay,
15. So it's like 14 times a year.
Yeah, I mean, are you?
Maybe 14 times a year if we're lucky.
Yeah.
So you're like a couple times a month, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think that's about average for a 15-year marriage, right?
Probably.
Mm-hmm. Is it still special, or is it now kind of, you know, because Jeremy
obligation? It's obligation.
Yeah. It depends. It depends mm-hmm. how we're feeling that night.
Yeah. How much right. wine you got in you?
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, is he still romantic to you, though? I mean, is he?
You know, he tries. He tries. I can't put him down for that.
All right. Well, that's good.
You're very diplomatic. And you know what? You're also a great sport because you're answering every question, and that's fantastic.
He's Jeremy would kill me that I'm even saying this right now.
Well, okay. Well, you haven't said his first name. What is his first name?
So what's your favorite position?
Oh, God. Well, why did you you didn't call us originally to talk about your love life?
No,
what's
going
on?
I didn't call you to talk to you about my sex life. I called because we were putting up our Christmas decorations yesterday, and I was explaining to my 4-year-old son that we hang the stockings on the fireplace, and then Santa comes down the fireplace, and he fills the stockings with lots of toys and goodies. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so I put him to bed last night, and I'm hearing all this ruckus on the monitor, the baby monitor. I'm yelling at him to go to sleep. And I wake up this morning, and literally every single one of his socks, probably in the number of 50 or so, are hung up on his plantation blind. And I open the door, and every single sock is hanging on his blinds. And he says, well, Mommy, I wanted Santa Claus to come in my window. And the more socks that I have, the more gifts that I'll get.
So he's greedy is laughing. What you're saying.
Oh,
you're raising a greedy little kid.
That's
you know what?
Adorable. That's, I hope you took a picture of
that's
it.
That's super cute.
Did you
I
get
did
a picture?
I did take a picture of it. Yes. I'll
send it to us. Can we see it?
Yeah, we want to see it. We might post it on our Facebook page.
Can we
send
post
us a
it?
Photo?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll send you guys a photo, no problem. It was so funny. I opened the door and I said,
do we have your permission to post it on our news feed on the Facebook page?
Oh, yeah, of course. I'd love that.
I got to tell you something. You are in a great position because you've got a son on your hands who's going to be a little genius. If he's already figuring all of this out and he's plotting, you know, how to get ahead.
How to get more gifts.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
I mean, of course. You know, he's an innovative little dude. So,
that's pretty cute.
You got a little entrepreneur on your hands is what you've got there. Man. So
he
good.
He sure is.
That's
well, yeah,
great.
Send us the picture, and we'll put it on our Facebook page sometime today so
all
our
right.
listeners can check
I will
it out.
Do. Will do. Of course.
You're, You're the best, Chrissy. Have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks. You too, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
What a That's couple of great people.
So clever. I love that little kid. Today.
That's great.
Can I throw in one that came in on Facebook just because I know you'll be able to relate?
All right.
It's from Anna. She goes, I can't call, but I do have a question. Are you boys cereal for dinner people? Last night, my husband again didn't want the chicken I'd made and just got a bowl of Life cereal. If he had his way, he'd eat cereal for all three meals.
My God, that's a lot of cereal.
I will say that there have been segments of time in my life where I did go through that phase, especially as a bachelor. There were times in my late 20s, early 30s, where I was doing cereal a couple times.
A lot. Well, it's quick. It's easy. It's a bachelor food. I don't eat it personally, but eh.
You don't eat any cereal
anymore? I really
don't.
No, I've cut it out because it's carbs and sugar. That's all it is.
Ain't it the truth?
Can I read you something really quick from Yvonne that wrote in on Facebook? She says, so if that lady's husband is taking testosterone, then yep, his needs can be high. She says, my husband takes it and he wants it 20 times a week. She also says it can be great cardio, but 20 times a week, Dom. There's your secret. You need some testosterone shots.
I can't even process that.
20 times a week.
Well, look, it's a lot more.
Fall off.
It's a lot more doable for you.
Don't say
because
doable.
Because that would only be like a 30, for the week, it would be like a 35-minute commitment on your part.
Hey-o. Whatever. So it's 20 times. My God. All right.
Does she say how many times she relents?
All she says at the end is it can be great cardio, so.
Okay.
She must be okay with it. I don't know, bro.
My God, I thought 14 times a week was insane.
What's going on out there?
Huh.
All right.
Well, now I'm not going to be able to get my mind off that.
Can you just go get a testosterone shot? Is that something like you can wander into a Walgreens and get that?
Well, I don't think I'd buy it out of the back of someone's van.
Well, no, but can you just get one? Like, I just want a half of one.
See, you're crazy if you think I'm not going to look into it. I mean.
Does it make you really hairy, though? Like, the extra testosterone? Because I feel like that would make your number go down. You're all of a sudden really hairy.
I'm not going to tell you whether I start taking it or not, but you'll know if on Monday I sign on to the show by saying,
welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show at Denver's Mix 100.
Knuckles are dragging along the ground.
Suddenly I sound like the announcer guys on sports stations.
It's the Dom and Jeremy Show.
We're taking testosterone.
Mix 100.
Come get some.
You ever listen to sports stations? That's what all of their promos and announcements sounds like.
We've got your sports. They all talk like this.
No low T here.
That's what like sports fans. Is that what they? Is that how they talk around the house?
I'm gonna have cereal twice today.